I'm getting my pulse read right now, but this isn't your ordinary traditional Chinese medicine clinic. I'm actually in a cocktail bar in central Shanghai.
Here, a TCM practitioner takes my pulse, notes the diagnosis, and the bar creates a customized cocktail just for me. Across China, entrepreneurs are reimagining traditional Chinese medicine through cocktail bars, artisanal gelato, and modern apothecaries. Shanghai is at the center of the wave. Wellness seems to be taking on a much trendier form over here, and honestly, I can see why younger people are drawn to it.
But it really makes me wonder, is there really a health benefit or is it just a marketing gimmick?
Opened in 2025, Zhihe is a TCM-themed cocktail bar that blends wellness culture with nightlife. The concept quickly caught on with young consumers and the brand expanded to 5 locations across China within just a year of opening.
整体这个概念我们肯定是主要融合了这个中医养生的元素，加入在我们晚街这个日常年轻人的消费群体里面。我们店里最经典的招牌是一款叫望闻问切的脉象特调，我们会先进行一个中医的把脉环节，会有中医为你做一个养生咨询，然后判断一下您最近一个身体情况，然后判断出一个体质，那这个诊单拿到我们的调酒台会制作一份专属您体质的这个体质特调。 那我们考虑到这个养生，考虑到年轻人的工作，他第二天还要早醒。那我们的一些草本的概念药业加进来，它其实很大程度上会有一个助眠的功效。我们最近招了医生，有这个龙华医院的呀，什么同仁堂的这些坐诊的医生，然后他们每天白天上班可能上到四五点的样子，那晚上过来接个值。 客人来店里，我们首先肯定是说明我们这边只是作为一个养生咨询，不做任何的诊断。如果说我们是确实有了身体有些什么状况啊，然后我们还是非常推荐大家肯定要去更专业的这个医院去诊断。那我们这边只是还是偏比较娱乐空间。
A new term, punk wellness, has been gaining buzz online in China. It refers to maintaining unhealthy habits while trying to offset the damage with wellness rituals.
While health consciousness may be part of your appeal, another expert tells me that the underlying driver is a quest for personal control amid growing anxieties over job security and income.
When bigger life decisions feel out of reach, 100-something yuan for a cocktail could be a small price to pay for a decision that feels entirely theirs and one they can feel good about. A few kilometers away from the bar, another business is reimagining TCM through a different medium, albeit with a sweeter twist. Best known for its TCM-inspired gelato and plush toys, Zhongyao Tang reinterprets traditional herbal ingredients through playful flavors and modern dessert culture.
I love that because you know what, you're eating something that's not so healthy, but then it actually is healthy because their ingredients are great for you.
有看小红书有介绍，嗯，然后就觉得那个中药搭配冰淇淋很特别，因为平常就是也蛮喜欢吃冰淇淋，但是没有中药的口味。
先帮你开一下药方哦。
好，
是甜一点还是苦一点？
甜一点。
那甜一点的话，我们就熬五秒钟就好了啊。准备开始喽！一爆爆爆爆爆爆爆爆爆爆爆爆爆爆爆 ！OK， 这边第一瓶药就熬好了。
觉得那个娃娃就是跟中药结合很可爱，像刚刚那个艾草，它就是有那个艾草的味道，然后又很像一个幸运草的图案。
Elsewhere in Shanghai, TCM is reinterpreted through a minimalist and sleek studio space. Run by Chinese medicine food therapist Zoe Gong, Silver Root Apothecary offers workshops and curated tours aimed at helping people better understand TCM. A registered dietitian trained at New York University, Zoe returned to China in 2024 and began organizing wellness tours, introducing foreigners to traditional Chinese remedies and food therapy. But when it comes to the wave of TCM-branded consumer products sweeping China, Gong drew a clear line.
While herbal cocktails and gelatos, they are no substitute for medical treatment, but they are not simply marketing gimmicks either. Instead, they are reshaping how a younger generation engages with TCM, making it more experiential, social, and more accessible to the modern consumers.